Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with the guys from Seakeeper, the brand new, well, it's semi-brand new, we'll call it at this point. Technology, Berkeley Andrews, Andrew Jones from Seakeeper are here talking about this amazing device.
You're not kidding, man. So much fun and so cool to get to, you know, see this develop. You said such a cool thing before. It's like having an air conditioner in a car, you know, like this is like that time when you're feeling this whole technology shift start to happen. And we're having fun talking about it. We're having fun talking to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. There's so much great stuff going on. I still feel like we've just barely scratched the surface on all the great information available today with Berkeley here, and especially having Andrew here, such an amazing boat guy. We've got a lot of time for your calls, too. We want to hear from you in the second hour. If you want to get through, two ways you can reach us with Let's Talk Hookup. Again, first, our local line. That one's totally packed up right now, but there'll be plenty of shots to get through in the second hour. That's 858-457-1090. Or better yet, call us right now because we do have a line open on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. It's open right now. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk to these guys, you're also going to have a shot at winning a great prize. And like Pete said, in celebration of the San Diego three-quarter day guys coming back online after the maintenance period, the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, which is online today, starting their trips, they're going to be giving away a three-quarter day trip, and then also the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, which should be coming online within the week or next couple of weeks here for sure, also a three-quarter day trip. So 2 3-quarter day trips on 2 great boats.
So you can go ride one day and ride one the next day.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, what a great time.
Great opportunities. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning those great prizes or your chance to talk to Berkeley and Andrew, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings.
Let's start with a Captain Mark Wish with our fishdope.com report from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Berkeley, Andrew. Great show. Really interesting stuff, man.
Thanks. Hey, Mark.
Thank you.
You guys are revolutionizing our world out there. But good morning, everybody. And, hey, we made it through January with minimal weather and biting fish. And it looks like February is starting off much the same, which is a good thing. Start up north there. Good weather yesterday. Guys took a look at that Anacapa Island Yellowtail Zone there. It was checked out thoroughly. Not much found, but it'll get looked at again today, and maybe that stuff bounces back there. At San Nick and SBI on the outside, they're kind of a non-issue this time of year with the rockfish closure. But those cods better watch out for March 1st because we'll be coming for them. Catalina, best squid sector, have been backside east, and it's a good zone to be looking at for that early season. Yellow and sea bass, both deep out there on the bait grounds proper, as well as on some of the beaches and kelp lines. Church Rock, Pinnacle, Orange Rocks, up to Salta Verde and Freddy's are all prime territory for this early season time of year here. Big northeast wind last Sunday and Monday over there. Kind of tore things up a little bit, but it's straightened out, and it's very nice weather right now. On the coast, halibut's still the best news, including a little resurgence of some fish inside Long Beach Harbor, which we haven't seen here the last couple of years. A little bit of fish has been caught inside the gap there, between the gap and Freeman like that. The best fishing has been from on Newport on down there, mostly deep, 80 to 140 feet like that. There's been some good ones caught here recently. And something to watch, we got in several areas a little more squid starting to show up along the coast. There's been that dab at Redondo, rumor of a little bit of fish there off Laguna, and then a little bit of bait showing up there by La Jolla. That bodes well for multiple different inshore species. And offshore, guys, we've come full circle. 12 straight months of tuna fish now that we got some fish here. It's 1st of February. That's just crazy. And looks like it's probably going to continue. There's a little bit of bluefin hanging out, or well, actually more than a little bit, in that spot down there off Colnett. And then here's an interesting tidbit that I gathered up from the Fish Dope Report last night, just checking it out. Apparently Scripps has a buoy on the 43, and it's got some sort of a sonar set up on it to report remotely back. And they're seeing some schools that could be bluefin. And since the water is, yeah, well, and the crazy thing is the buoy below the 43 has never dropped below 60. It was up to 63 for a little bit yesterday afternoon, but mostly it's been hanging at 62. It's pretty blue and it's flat calm. And I think some of you San Diego killers ought to go out there and check it out and see if there's some local bluefin to be caught.
Probably a good idea. And that's the kind of technology you get on fishdope.com and only on fishdope.com, where with a code hookup now, lowercase, no space, hookup now, you save $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And isn't that worth it right there, that information?
You know, those little tidbits like there, I mean, that, you know, seriously, you get a little hint like that, and it is nice weather, and it is Saturday, and everybody's sitting around all twitchy wondering what to do. I think Ricky ought to send some of his boys out there to check that out and just see. You know, maybe it's schools of cod, maybe it's bonita, maybe it's schools of anchovies, and maybe it's 50-pound bluefin. Who knows?
There you go. Let's do it. All right, Mark. Well, of course, if somebody wants fishdope.com, they just go to fishdope.com, use that code $20 off, hook up now. And how do we find Mark Wish?
Oh, Pete, we're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, the Pacific Edge store there. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And go on by and say hello, guys.
All right. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, Pete. We'll see you.
All right, let's go down to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to Marcos. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. We've been talking all about the inaugural year trip for the San Diego this morning. How to get off.
They got out 39 guys this morning.
Sweet.
So hopefully we'll be getting a bunch of yellowtail reports back from that, but we'll see what happens there. But they're scheduled just about every day here through the month. And just a quick update for you guys. Those trips are now called full-day trips instead of three-quarter-day trips.
Well, so if you're looking at the website. More appropriately named.
Right, yeah. And, you know, and there's also rumors of a return of a 7-to-4 local three-quarter-day. You know, might start running some of those like we did back in the day. So you figure there's a little bit of time update there. So if you're looking at the website, you give a call and you see full days on there. That's the San Diego is what they're running now. So same trip, same time, everything. It's a slightly different name for you. So
gotcha.
Just to prevent some confusion there. But we're hoping for some updates from them. Half day's been a bit slow this week. They actually had some pretty good bass fishing yesterday afternoon. Six guys had 2 calico bass, 17 sand bass, and 21 sculpin. So nice weather is getting some nice fishing out there. And we're going to keep running those trips because those half day schedules every day. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Half day trips on the new Seaforth there, those full days on the San Diego up there. You can make reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always come down and visit us in person. Check out the tackle shop. Have a Rock Cod Rick breakfast. I'm sorry, a Rick breakfast burrito.
Rick.
People breakfast bowl there. You got a few options, so definitely come check it out. Get ready for the season coming up here. We've got some nice weather, and looks like fishing is going the right direction.
And then March 1st, that changes back to the Rock Cod Rick.
It'll be back to the Rock Cod Rick on 1st. Yes.
We're on the downhill stretch. You know, it's almost time to get back to
almost
that Rock
time.
Cod Rick.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. You know.
All right,
so
Mark.
Exactly.
Well, appreciate
thanks,
that report, Marco. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
You,
all right, very good. All right, let's find out what's going on down in Northern Baja. Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial has our Northern Baja report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
Hey, Berkeley and Andrew, you may not have heard, but I gave a little story on the radio a few weeks ago. We returned back from Cabo on a 65-foot Viking, and, you know, I'm a small boat fisherman, always bouncing around, and when I get onto a bigger yacht, it's always real nice, and my first couple trips on the 65, I thought, well, this boat's so big and so nice, it's, you know, I don't know what the sea keeper's really doing. But we took a run back up the line with it, and while it was in port in Cabo, they had some kind of warning, and like you guys are saying about the maintenance, they were behind and bringing it back up to Newport. So it decided to go ahead and shut down about halfway up to protect itself. And all of a sudden, I was on a boat again, 65 feet or not. It felt like we couldn't lay our beers wherever we wanted again, and everybody was upset.
That's cool. That's amazing. It does make a difference. There's no doubt about it, for sure.
Even on the big boys. So when that starts coming around to our little boat. We're about to go out and do some halibut and rock fishing, or sculpin fishing, I should say, today. And we're going to get all beat up in this poor weather. I'm going to need a seakeeper by the time it's over.
Yeah, I like your style.
All right. Well, what's going on in Northern Baja?
Well, down at Mulegé and Bahia Concepcion, the yellowtail bite slowed down a little bit, and they've got that tournament that starts today, so let's hope it turns back on. If anybody's there interested in joining, stop into La Junga and get to the captain's meeting. Well, I think that was yesterday, actually, but they'll still get you in. But inside the bay, still tons of bait popping and hatching up in the southern end of the bay there, and all kinds of cabrilla and snapper all over it, but they're just gorging themselves and really won't take a hook. Over at Cedros, just as the weather turned back to beautiful all week, and there's the bait yellowtail are up on the bait on the surface, the front side, and they're being able to be taken on the surface iron and live bait. The calicos are real aggressive on the plastics again, and still a few halibut showing up on the white plastics near shore. Over at Bay of L.A., yellowtail in the 15 to 20-pound range have been hanging around south of LaGuardia. A couple white sea bass on the northern side along the coast. And the bait's easy to make in town and in front of La Gringa. So a little bit of cabrilla around as well for the guys that are working hard to target it. Over in San Quintin, we had some awesome weather and fishing for reds reported by Juan over there at San Quintin Bay Fishing early in the week. Bay is still holding sand bass, and there's some small broomtail grouper around and a few halibut. Up at Ensenada, the locals are trolling around for bonita, a couple of yellows every once in a while, better yellowtail fishing further south at Colonette. And same in Gonzaga Bay, like Bay of L.A., the guys that are working hard to target the cabrilla are finding them, and there's a couple of small yellowtail mixed in there. So that's what's happening in Baja.
Yeah, indeed. That's a good report, man. And, of course, Sport Fishing Financial, with the recent change in the stock market this week, more than ever, you need Rick Jensen and Sport Fishing Financial. Right, Rick?
Good planning, long-term planning, and going fishing. And that's the way to stay tranquilo.
There you go.
Keep it calm, buddy.
Yeah,
keep
for
calm.
Sure. All right, Rick, how do we find you? We want to get go fishing and learn more about how to have a good future with our finances.
Thanks, Pete. Over at sportfishingfinancial.com and on the line at 949-481-1807.
All right. And since we're in Fred Hall mode already, you're going to be having quite the opportunity for people at your booth at Fred Hall Long Beach in Del Mar, right?
Yeah, exactly. Join CCA and get that coupon booklet that's got all kinds of great opportunities for people who decide to join CCA there. And we'll have a coupon inside. So if you're on the fence, like many people I've been talking to for months or years who haven't made the move, sign up with an account with us and we'll hook you up with a new Valiant 400 reel as a gift for being a new customer. There is a minimum. You know, I work with retired people or people with businesses or rollover 401ks, and our average account size is up there a bit, and a minimum account size of $250,000 is what we're working with. So if you're in that market and you're looking for someone to help you out and on the fence, why not get a new reel to push you over?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, all right, Rick. Nice deal. Very appreciative of that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Have a good day. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. And that is our catch report today.
You got it, man. Hey, you want to focus your offshore fishing in the best areas? Got to use Terrafin. Like you say, you're going to keep in touch with those wintertime hot water pockets like Mark was talking about. Terrafin charts give you temperature, chlorophyll, and more. And Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just check Terrafin.com for more information.
All right. Hey, speaking of catch reports, Steve Moat's got a report from Lake Poway Fishing Derby. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. It is a beautiful morning out here. High 60s already. The sun came up. Beautiful sunrise. 500 participants found their way down to the shore. 500 kids.
That is crazy. 500 kids.
Yep.
That's so cool,
we're down to our
Steve.
Last three rental rods.
And, that's awesome.
So this is the 23rd annual Ron Baker Poway Kids Fishing Derby. And as usual, it's the first Saturday in February, as we are today. And it's just a tremendous opportunity as a representative of CCA to see the next generation of fishers coming up and being just so thrilled to go fishing. And that's why we exist, to help preserve the right of those individuals to continue to fish throughout their long lifetimes.
You bet. Good work, there, Steve, waving the CCA California flag and doing the work out there. And give our best to Captain Ron, and I'm glad that so many kids showed up, 500 kids at Lake Powell today. That's cool. Appreciate the report there. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Hey, we're going to keep rolling here. Let's next up on the phones talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Hills.
Good morning.
Question about the way the Sea Keeper can help to help with your boat control. For a boat that, say you're traveling downswell, and a boat that starts to surf and possibly wants to round up, which is really scary if you've been there, and possibly broach, does a Sea Keeper control in that directional, that twisting motion at all?
We find that the Sea Keeper, you know, improves the whole aspect of your whole cruising performance. But, and I've been in that situation where we're going downswell and where the bow sometimes will wander off uncontrollably. You're getting a much tighter ride. So, absolutely.
One thing that is doing is it's stopping a, you know, problem before it starts. You know, so if your boat is starting to wander and starting to wander, and then it catches the swell at the wrong time when it has wandered farther, that's when you push. And what Sea Keeper is doing is, you know, is stopping that walk from, you know, hopefully stopping that walk before it starts.
It's all about the side-to-side motion, right?
That's right. That's right. It doesn't do anything for the pitch. It's all in the roll.
In the roll. Yeah. Very good. Hey, that's the scientific way to say it.
Yeah.
Very good.
It goes
not
like this. That's our way of saying it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
All right.
This morning.
How about next up, we talk to Steven. He's calling us from Aliso Viejo this morning. What's up, Steven? Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. My question was about angler fatigue at the end of the day. Sea Keeper, kind of, have they done studies on less fatigue because you're not fighting the roll, things like that?
Andrew?
Well, I was going to say Pete.
Yeah.
Well, when you look at most of the top tournament guys really won't fish a tournament without one. It tells you something. I mean, it is a tremendous difference at the end of the day fishing. I'm really on the nuts and bolts ends of things, but Pete, what's your experience?
I got to tell you, it's yes, it does. You don't nearly feel, if you're out in rough weather, there's a beat up factor, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And Sea Keeper is not going to end that factor, but it's certainly going to help dramatically.
We get lucky enough to deal with a lot of guys that have them on their boats at Fisherman's Landing, because a lot of the top tournament guys all have them. I mean, every one of the big, you know, the Rich Hamiltons and Pete Grosbecks and Steve Lasleys, those guys all have them. Tommy Nykerk's, like, all of those boats all have them. And especially during tournament time when all those guys are in the shop and making preparations, it always comes up. And then you'll always hear the story of, well, this guy, you know, got hired to run this boat during the tournament, you know, and it's not his normal ride, and they don't have a Sea Keeper. You'll hear all those guys, like, snickering about it, how, like, oh, my God, it's the worst thing in the world. Like, I can't go back. And that's the sentiment of every one of them. You know, like, once you've experienced that, there is no going back for it. I mean, just the way everything works and your body and how much better you fish and how much better you present yourself to fish and everything about it. There's just no question.
Look at Anthony, Shea from Lone Depot there. He's got them on every one of his boats now because probably once they put them on, right, Berkeley, you can't go back.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's just game changer is the word. Whether you're, you know, a tournament fisherman or just a hardcore fisherman, by day three, let's take day three of a fishing tournament, you're that much more tired on that third day, whether it comes to tying a knot or putting a mackerel on your hook. The same thing goes of your Catalina. You've been fishing hard you got one more day, Sunday on the way home, you see that paddy. You know, you lose fish, you make mistakes when you're tired. And I think, I know the Sea Keeper changes all that for you.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Does Anthony get like a punch card, like at a coffee house where after you bought 7 of them or 14 of them, you get the 15th one free or something like that?
He's due, yeah, for sure.
It's the punch card. We'll
hook him up.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of Anthony, he made, as we talked about on the show, a very, very generous offer to CCA California, and that is a two-for-one match on any money that was donated. He extended it to the end of January, and now that is that program is done. I'm proud and happy to say that thanks to a lot of our listeners and a lot of the people in the sport fishing community, raised over $200,000 for CCA California.
That's so cool.
With Anthony's match program and the hard work of a lot of people out there, especially Bill Shedd and Don Trojan, for going out there grassroots and getting large donations from a lot of people. So that money has allowed now CCA California to hire a second person to help the overtaxed and overworked Wayne Cotto, the director of CCA, to do more good projects and do more for CCA. So thanks, a big thank you to Anthony and all the people, Bill and everybody out there that did so much hard work, and all the people out there that donated money for that match. Thank you. A big, big thank you very much.
That's awesome. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Justin. He's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Justin? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for making this technology available. I would have paid thousands to get off a boat from being seasick before.
Right?
Right.
Totally.
And, yeah, so my question is, let's just say on a 30-foot boat, what, how big of a swell will this technology stop working?
You know, just because you have the S logo on that machine doesn't mean that it's you can literally be Superman and go out in 30-foot waves. We don't recommend that. You got to use you know, some good judgment. But you know, we've had some days out there and some really nasty stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, seas, you know,
you still have to use your best judgment on going the it doesn't stop the ocean from being a dangerous place.
That's right.
I think that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to use caution no matter where you go. It just makes that experience on the water that much more comfortable, I would say. Okay.
With Andrew? That,
I was just going to say, just briefly, we haven't even touched on it yet, but Seakeeper actually have a commercial line of products which are on, you know, tugs in the North Sea. So, you know, that's Berkeley. I mean,
Really?
Yeah, you got the wind farms out there. These guys got to go service them, and they won't leave port without Seakeeper.
Wow.
I mean, it's
amazing stuff.
I mean, we live in Pete says it all the time, calls it the kiddie pond. You know, and that's what it is. You know, Southern California, we're blessed with what realistically is very good weather. So virtually anything that you're going to get thrown at you 90% of the time at home will never be a factor for that product.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to tell you about the Banana Jinx Part 2 is coming up this week in this week's email blast. If you're on our email blast list, you're going to get it. If you're not on our email list, just easy. Go to letstalkhookup.com and just click on sign up for our email blast. And every other week, twice a month, you're going to get an email blast. Tells you about the couple of weeks of shows, and then kind of some fun stories and additional stories that always go along, put together by Bill Varney, and just a great job that he does there. But part two this week, Banana Jinx from the guys that really know, and that's Team No Bananas.
Yeah,
so get on that email blast and watch for that coming in your email this Thursday.
All right, next up, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have the guys from Seakeeper, Andrew and Berkeley, in the studio. A lot of interest in Seakeeper, and for good reason, too. It's a pretty amazing technology.
I want it.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to come for your
hurry
20,
up, man. Hurry
your
up.
Your 25 Parker.
Yes.
It's right around the corner, right, Berkeley?
It's going to come. You know, we've been moving to that direction every day, and I think in the next couple of weeks you're actually going to hear some exciting information. Stay tuned to social media. We're getting into that smaller and smaller boat.
There's a big boat show coming up in the East Coast that's going to have some big news.
Somewhere.
How's that sound?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, man. They are jam-packed. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. How about we start this one off with Randy calling us from Costa Mesa. What's up, Randy? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, guys. It's been a great show. I enjoy listening to all the talk about Seakeeper.
Thanks.
My question is for Andrew, and I know that he does Seakeeper installs, but does he also do other electronics installs for small boats, fathometers and radars, that kind of stuff?
Mostly on the electrical side is my specialty. I mean, we touch on it a bit, but there's guys that's what they do. It's not I do it for customers I have, but if you've got a tricky question, I might be able to help you. We'll see what we got.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you, and it has been a great show. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah, that was kind of your deal before Seakeeper came. Now Seakeeper is keeping you busy enough that you kind of sub out a lot of that electronic
work. That's right.
Work.
Background in marine electrical, but it's fast becoming Seakeeper.
Yeah. Why is marine electrical? Seakeeper is very dependent on electricity to run it, and that's why your background with marine electric is so important, right?
Yeah, it was a good fit when we first started. I got picked up a project through Shelter Island Boatyard, and we just sort of ran with it. Went did the training, and we've been able to keep things going for Seakeeper in San Diego.
Yeah, trained by Seakeeper.
Absolutely, yeah. At the factory, which is a very cool thing to do if you ever get the opportunity. It's pretty amazing what they're doing out there.
Where is factory, Berkeley?
Factory is back in Moton, Pennsylvania, so it's right outside of Reading.
And they manufacture them right there.
They do, all USA made, in-house. We test them. We have tilt tables there that have thousands of simulated ocean conditions.
Every unit is thoroughly tested.
That's right. It is absolutely amazing to see what goes on there, and it's expanding. It's growing. We're doubling our warehouse size as we speak. So we're selling a lot of gyros, and it's pretty exciting stuff.
Cool. All right. Well, you want to get through, one line just popped open at 877-792-1090.
All right. Darren and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Darren?
Well, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Darren.
My question is, I'm worried about voiding my hull warranty. I paid for an extended warranty on my boat, and I was worried that like any modifications might void that hull warranty. Do you run into that, or do you have anything
to say about that?
And I'll take my answer off the
Depending
off the
on some of the boat builders, we value our relationship with all of our builders. I mean, we're doing business with, you know, over 500 builders worldwide. You know, and if it's a new boat that's under 2 years old, you know, we ask that, you know, we consult with the manufacturer and see what they want to do. Obviously, they would want to sell you a newer boat with a Seakeeper, but you know, we want to run it by them first. We are working closely with them to get refits approved, and if it all makes sense, hopefully we can get it sorted out, you know, pretty soon and take care of you.
And that's your background. I mean, you guys have those relationships with these boat builders and things like that, so you can go to bat for the customer as far as, you know,
absolutely,
making sure that it's within. I mean, let's face it, it's adding to the performance and safety,
yeah,
of the boat.
If there's any question of structural issues, the naval architect is used. Mm-hmm. And if it's with a situation like that, you'd be using that builder's architect to sign off on what's going to be done. So there's no
and
question.
They'll know the stresses to the boat, especially
exactly,
like new construction. And
no
stuff
question,
like that.
It'll be right.
Yeah. And there's never been a cracked hull. There's never been a factor where the Seakeeper caused damage to a boat.
We've never seen any issues with it. No.
Never. No. It's not to say that things could happen, but it's just not even a factor. It's not even something even talking.
We just read something
about
here this morning where the forces that are exerted are less than what the boat is designed to handle in heavy seas anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's not this whole other load that it's not designed for.
Yeah, the boat structures are designed to withstand many forces, including hydrodynamic lift, slamming loads, pitch and bending stresses, and engine torque. You know, these commonly experienced loads can be and often are greater than those exerted by Seakeeper.
Yeah. Right. And you think about how much slamming and abuse, basically,
sure,
that your boat takes in heavy seas.
Right.
Yeah, and these guys who are winning these, you know, multi-million-dollar fishing tournaments, these are hardcore guys and push their boats to the limit. And,
yeah,
you know, you can ask some of these guys. I mean, we're doing all right, and the product's performing, and we built the product to last.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
for sure. You know, I need to take some more pictures maybe of the install that you did on my boat, Andrew, but the reinforcement, and post those on Facebook and Instagram, the reinforcement that you guys put in with that, it's like a tank.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing's going to move.
Your boat's probably stronger now because
of it. Oh, no, there's no question. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're just trying to overbuild a little bit and
yeah,
plenty of structure there. It's just not a question.
Yeah.
Not a factor.
Yeah, and if it was the case where it was going to damage a boat, you probably would say, no, I'm not going to do that. But I don't see how that could happen.
Yeah, if you've got a little noodle of a boat that just came off a trailer, then might be a good choice. But
yeah. Maybe one of those, you're not going to put a Seakeeper in one of those float-up boats or the fold-up boats or anything like that?
No.
Berkeley's working on it.
Gets in a shoebox.
Yeah. Just the thought of that is.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You know, you just got to make sure you talk to me. Let's get a Seakeeper certified dealer on the boat. We're not going to do anything that doesn't make sense.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, there's enough business that you're not going to jeopardize your reputation for something that's not going to work. But
that's right.
There's no question about that. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good to me, buddy. How about next up we talk to Thomas. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Thomas. Welcome to the show.
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Nice.
Last time I talked to you guys, we were at the Kona Kai.
All right.
Very good. Yeah, we'll be doing another broadcast at the Kona Kai this fall, so keep in tune for that.
Anyway, I had kind of a part question.
Go ahead.
A Seafinder, a 30-foot boat.
Hey, you're breaking up there, Thomas. You can move into a better spot. I think he was asking if a Seakeeper will work on a 30-foot boat.
Our current SK3 models for boats up to 10 tons, 30 to 39 feet. Let me know what you got. We can talk to Andrew, spec it out. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be moving down smaller boats here pretty quick. So.
And how big is that Abomaro that we're going to see at the Fred Hall show?
It's a 29-footer.
Cool. That's exciting.
How big is your boat, Thomas?
28.
28. So the new Seakeeper that we can't talk about, that we've been talking about all morning here.
Coming. soon to come,
like
Pete.
In 2 weeks.
To come.
Yeah.
Well, not that soon, but
not
it's
that soon.
The news will be coming out soon.
That's
made for
your boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm impressed. Pete is an expert at prying information out of Berkeley. Berkeley,
you've towed
the line very well. Yeah. I'm sure your bosses are going to be very proud of you for towing the line, because Pete is an expert at crowbarring info out of his. It's exciting stuff coming, Thomas, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So once this new product gets introduced, can you say when it's going to be on the shelves?
I would say mid to late spring.
Very soon.
That's cool.
Okay. So the demand for that product,
oh, man, you're going to kill it.
Is going to be unbelievable.
Nothing's official so I'll just keep
Poor guy. Poor guy.
Got a little more
exactly,
out of them,
yeah. Right? Good job, Pete.
For sure.
Crowbar.
Right, let's jump back in the phones.
All right. How about this time?
My point of that is the brand's going to be huge, so you better get in line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you're thinking about it, you better start talking to. You're taking orders? No? Okay. Zoom.
Keep in mind, Pete has
the next couple of weeks, you'll be taking orders.
Pete has a lifetime of dealing with Shimano in this exact instance. So, like, you're going up against somebody who's just not fair. You know, it's not fair of prying cool information that he knows coming but can't talk about it.
Okay.
Next up, let's talk to Rob. Rob's calling us from La Jolla this morning. What's up, Rob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, Pete and Rick and Andrew. My question for you is, how long do you think it's going to be before you get that technology down to like 20 foot, and how much would that, if you have an idea, maybe run me?
We're closing in pretty quick, Berkeley.
Yeah, we're looking by 2020, we want to get down to 20 foot.
2020 to 20.
We're taking one step at a time, but we hope to get there. It's our plan, it's our mission, and we want to be priced, you know, at an affordable point for you. So
yeah,
more to come,
and it all depends on install too, because that's about a third of the cost of 20 to 30% of the cost can be the install.
It
right?
can be, but with the smaller models now, it's basically bolted down to the deck.
It's going
to
be a lot
a decent center console these days. That deck is so structural, we're literally gluing a base down onto the deck.
Wow!
And if you have a look on the website, there's what we call a leaning post. Basically, it's your seat. Remove, you put this seat on, which is a nice setup.
Mm-hmm.
The Seakeeper's down in there. You've got a little tackle area and a leaning post seat, and there you go. Boom.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back in, talk to Kenny, calling from Hawaiian Gardens. What's up, Kenny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Good morning, Kenny.
I heard you talking about new boat purchases with the Seakeeper on it. Now, do the manufacturers hire you guys to put these on before they're even sold, or is this like a special order thing? How does that work?
You know, I would say 50% of the boats out there on the new build level have our product as standard equipment on it. A lot of the manufacturers have a foundation and base on it if you decide to purchase the boat, and then maybe you want Andrew to put it on as a refit.
Which keeps costs right down because the foundation's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so the home for it is molded right into the boat.
That's the expensive part.
Yeah, whether they choose to install at the factory or they wait a year to have you do it later, the home is already built.
It's like when you buy a new boat, in most cases today, one of the options you can check is a Seakeeper on that order, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and that's going to be pretty much standard for boats down to 20 feet within a few years.
That's the direction we're headed, Pete.
Yeah, no question, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Talking about a big event coming up Sunday, February 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be a great event at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll have Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters on board, Gene Estabrook from East County Bait and Tackle, and, of course, Steve Bernard will be down there in the gang. We're going to have a great... That's from 7 to 9 a.m. right in front of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Ricky and I will be broadcasting live right there. Then the seminar Q&A panel inside Fast Lane Kayaks right next to Dana Landing will be Benny Florentino, Corey Sandin, Alfred Abutin, Matt Moyer, And then 11 o'clock, Afrin's going to do a beginner kayak fishing seminar right there, too, on his kayak and show you how to fish the bay from a Hobie kayak. So that's going to be pretty cool. Then lunch is going to be served by Rory from Traeger Grills. He's going to be serving up that amazing Traeger Grill fare, which is just amazing. And beer tasting from Ballast Point. So you can sign up for or renew your CCA membership or receive a $40 gift card. That means if you sign up a new membership to CCA for $30, you get a $40 gift card to Dana Landing.
Free $10.
Yeah, you get free $10
money
just
by joining CCA.
By doing what you should be doing if you're not already a member of CCA or just renewing your membership, for sure. And if you sign up for a lifetime membership, like I'm a lifetime member, you get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses,
so cool,
which is up to like $300 value. So it's all happening February 18th at the 6th Annual Bay Bass Seminar and Sale at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
What's the cost for entry for the event? And
zero.
And the food,
nothing.
And the seminar,
free.
And the sale.
It's all free. Yeah.
It's such a cool day. Awesome. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Rich and Bradley, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rich.
Hey, good morning. It's great fishing weather. And with that in mind, a lot of party boat fishermen are probably wondering when we will be able to enjoy the benefits of a seakeeper on a party boat and wondering how far they've penetrated the sport fishing fleet. And I have a suggestion, and that would be that as that happens, that maybe put on your website a list of the party boats that actually have seakeepers. What do you think of that?
Berkeley's been working diligently, I can tell you, on getting somebody to put one on, because I think it's kind of like going to be like breaking the bubble. Once you get one to start, then it's like going to be like a train.
You know, I've been out to Clipperton Island. It's a long way out there, and you know what? I couldn't imagine how much more comfortable everyone would be on board with the Seakeeper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I took a page out of Pete's book. Like, I love long-range fish. It's my favorite. I hate riding home.
Yeah.
I won't ride home if there's any possibility. That's why both of the Let's Talk Hookup trips are fly down, fly homes. I'll break that rule if we can put a Seakeeper on there. I'll ride home, no problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Going up the line or just fishing or, like you said, being at rest overnight, just all of the things. All of the things are better. Fighting a big one and not having to worry about the boat snapping back and forth when you're pulling on big fish. Like, every level of it will be huge. And you know that it's going to happen. I'm just excited for when it does.
Yeah, indeed.
Hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so stay tuned is basically, right, Rick? Berkeley?
That's right.
You're working on it.
We're working on it.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Jeff. He's calling us from Huntington Beach. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Dog Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, boys.
What's
back
Jeff?
In action. Hey, Pete, I just a quick one for you, and then I had a question for the other guys. How's the boat rock compared to the old days? Getting in the shower when you get back home is a lot better.
Oh, yeah. they are a minimal amount, for sure.
That's funny.
Cool, cool. Hey, and while I was thinking, you know, it's relatively new and all that, but what do you think this is going to do for, like, resale value? It's going to be awesome for
very
boats.
Very good question.
When people want to sell them, I would think this is going to be a killer. Will it hold its value, or will it, okay, the initial cost to put it in, and then, you know, as you sell your boat, do you lose a lot of that, or do you think you're going to recoup, you know, that cost?
Yeah,
Let me ask you this question, Jeff. If you were looking at a boat, basically the same boat, and one had a Seakeeper and one didn't, which one would you get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go Seakeeper.
Yeah.
That's right, Pete. There's no question you've got added resale value. Absolutely.
Yeah. And what that number is, I don't think anybody can pinpoint that.
Well, we've seen a lot of boats that are being purchased, new owners, they straight away want an estimate for Seakeeper. As the boat's being bought, they want it then.
They want it.
So if there's one already.
And after you take a ride on one, then you really want it.
That's right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right. I know,
like,
what
a dirty trick.
Yeah, one of the guys on my dock at the Konakai, he's been very interested in the install, and Andrew, and come aboard several times watching it. And I rocked the boat for him at the dock and pushed the button. He's like, oh, darn.
He's cost me a lot of money,
yeah,
buddy.
Oh, man. I got to have one.
Jeff, we got to get you out there. You got to come down to Sea Keeper Demo Days. We're going to be doing demo days the next couple months. You'll see us on participating locations on our website. We'll be at the Fred Hall Show, and after we'll be taking some rides for you. But got to take a ride, be amazed. We'd love to get you.
Yeah, love to have you.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call. Speaking of Fred Hall, you'll have the Sea Keeper boat inside, so people can see the installation and the new Albemarle.
That's right.
See how it looks, and then if you're serious about it and you want to take the next step and actually take a ride, you'll be taking kind of reservations.
That's right.
For your demo days, which will happen a week later, right?
Yep, it'll be the following weekend, right there at Pier Point Landing, and we'll be doing demos all day outside the break wall, underway. Anything you'd like, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, for sure, and it's free.
And it's free.
All you have to do is just sign. You can sign up at the Fred Hall Show.
Yep. And we'll be all over the place. We'll be down here in San Diego, as far up north, up in Oxnard, you know.
And you'll have a full schedule where if you live in San Diego or live in Oxnard, you come to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, there'll be one in your neighborhood.
I can take your name and make your reservation right there at the show or after the show today.
Very good. And you'll be right there. In the hall there.
That's right, across from Simrad and the Electronics, same spot as us.
Oh wow!
We doubled up this year. We do have a bigger booth. So
yeah, well, you have to because you have a boat in there, right?
No, that doesn't include the boat. So.
That doesn't include the boat. Okay, all right, very good. Let's try and sneak in one more.
You got it. How about Bob in Simi Valley? You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Bob?
Great.
I've got a 25-foot skid jack sports cruiser. And I'm just kind of curious as how important the placement of the Sea Keeper would be, because basically in between the two chairs on my boat, there's a really nice fish hold down underneath the floor there, and behind that is a gas tank. So only other space that I know of would be way up underneath the V-berth. Kind of curious how centrally and how low that needs to be located to be functional.
Well, we touched on that a little earlier, but it's really what works for you. You know, we on that situation like that, we'd say, you know, aft of centerline is ideal just because of your trim of the boat. But that spot between your seats sounds pretty ideal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You sacrifice, maybe have to get a bag.
Kill bag, yeah.
Yeah, a kill bag instead of using your fish hold. And sounds like, as long as it, the key is you have to make it dry, right?
Yeah, you don't want it in a wet environment. Yeah. You know, it's this piece of equipment that's, you know, you just got to keep it dry.
Can be done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Ventilation.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, some lucky guy or gal's getting two 3-quarter-day trips. San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. We're giving away some great stuff. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons C4th Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new C4th Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half. 3-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original blue label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double structure fluorocarbon.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Ride the big winner of the 3-quarter day trip on the San Diego and the 3-quarter day on the Liberty going to Chip in Ramona. Chip, congratulations. You are going to love fishing 3-quarter day on those boats.
One day on the Liberty, one the next day on the San Diego, or vice versa.
Like
and
it.
By the way, San Diego's back online. Started today. Hey. So if you want to go 3-quarter, now they're calling it a full day trip.
Full day fishing.
Full day fishing out at Seaforth Sport Fishing. It's happening now. And Andrew and Berkeley,
this
great job, man.
Great,
what a great show and such amazing stuff that you're talking about. It's magic is all I can. I mean,
I like the wizardry. Just deal with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you.
Somebody wants more information, wants to talk about Seakeeper on their boat. How do we do that, Berkeley?
That's right. Give me a call, 310-502-0034. Click on our website. You can find me and all of our service and installation centers on there as well. We'd love to get you stabilized.
Yeah.
Take a ride, be amazed. And look, be sure to come to the Fred Hall Show, both Long Beach and Del Mar, and we'll also be at the Newport Boat Show coming up in April. So,
wow.
And Seakeeper Demo Days will be going on the next couple months. So come on out.
A lot of them. We'll have a list for you of those Seakeeper Demo Days as we go through and they come up here. We'll keep reminding
Perfect.
You that you can get on that. And Andrew, keep up the great work. If you're fortunate enough when you do buy a Seakeeper to be in the San Diego area, you'll be lucky to have a guy like Andrew doing the job for you. So keep up the great work, Andrew.
Appreciate that, Pete. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Yeah, thank
great.
You for coming in, for sure. Great show today. Great show tomorrow. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. The archives will be posted instantaneously here. Thanks to Adam in the studio here. And tomorrow morning, Mark James and the gang from Inland Boat Center will be here talking boats and a lot of good stuff there tomorrow morning with those guys, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. By the way, tomorrow morning, giving away a Paramount Jim sunglasses.
Oh,
about that, huh?
Howie Jim's tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.